And are there children who would like to come for a children's time? Good. There you go. Well, welcome. Good to see you today. My name is Pastor Carl. And what is your name?
Kerrigan.
And? Isabel. And? Oh, good to meet you and see you. Three young women here for us today. Well, you know what's happening? Today is the last day of the year. What year did we just pass now?
2017.
So that means what's next year?
2018.
Oh, good. Whew. I'm happy to know that, aren't you? Yeah, that's great. Well, have you ever heard of a New Year's resolution? No. Oh, okay. Well, New Year's resolution are usually what adults do, but even kids do too. What it is a kind of a promise to yourself, and maybe you tell some others, of something that you're going to do in this next year. All right? Like a promise would be, I'm going to exercise every day and walk 2 miles. Okay? All right, that would be one. What would be another one? What would you do if you had to do a promise? What would you do?
I would worship Jesus.
Oh, worship Jesus. Yes, okay. Very nice one. And?
Worship Jesus.
Worship Jesus too. Wow. Well, those are some really nice resolutions. That's really great. But you know, when we do resolutions many times, there is a problem with them because we fail to get them done. You know, you make a promise and then you don't get it done. Oh my goodness. Because sometimes other things get in the way. I mean, you start thinking about other things. Like my grandson, Joseph, he was given a Lego set, and he had to, with that, build the Millennium Falcon. Oh, man. Well, he took that out, and he started with it. He was going to get that done. But then we went out, and we played some basketball, and we threw the football, and he kind of forgot all about it. And I don't know how long it took him to do that, but it was a big project, so who knows if he ever really got it done. Then there are sometimes when we make a pledge, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to a resolution, and then we get afraid, oh, I don't think I'll be able to do that. I don't think I'll get it done. And so we get afraid that we're going to fail. So we make these promises, but then we can't keep them. That's a problem, isn't it? Yeah, that's a problem. Well, I tell you, one of the things that we could do is what you said, what it's really like. If you make a promise, you put that promise in your prayers, because God is there to love you and care for you and support you and help you. And so when you put your resolutions into a prayer, then you know that God is also there to help you with that New Year's resolution. So let's give thanks for that love that God has given to us. He says, Dear Lord, thank you for giving us this new year that is before us, and the promise that you'll be with us with everything we do in this next year. You love us, and you promise to be with us. For that we give our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ask your mom and dad what their New Year resolutions are when you get them, okay? Okay, go. Thank you. Good to see you.